This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yeah, so Mitchell talked about this a little bit, but it bears emphasizing here. One real clear lesson this pandemic has taught us, anytime you talk numbers and indicators, you got to talk disaggregated data. Because back in February of last year, when the mantra was full employment at 3.5%, the black unemployment rate in this country was 5.8%. Okay, so now that the relief bill is in the rearview mirror, the White House and Democrats in Congress are turning their attention to infrastructure. Yes, we might finally have Infrastructure Week for reals. Bills are being introduced. The politicking has begun. And whatever the bill winds up being, after all is said and done, it is going to be about more than just bridges and roads and transit, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams tells us.
Candidate Biden pitched a $2 trillion package to revamp American infrastructure. And now that he's President Biden,
I think the Biden administration is looking at it very holistically when they say infrastructure.
Emily Feenstra manages government relations and infrastructure initiatives for the American Society of Civil Engineers.
It's, of course, things like roads and bridges, but it's also things like drinking water, wastewater, broadband, school facilities.
But when so many things fall under infrastructure and you try to put them in one package, that's where the politics comes in. Mario Loyola is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
Once you're starting to spend, you know, $1 trillion or $2 trillion on infrastructure, very quickly, every senator, every representative, every committee starts to pick winners and losers.
Because bringing something back home to their districts lets members of Congress show where the money is going, says Jeff Davis, a senior fellow with the Eno Center for Transportation.
Infrastructure is more of a long-term economic stimulus than a short-term economic stimulus, because capital programs like building infrastructure tend to spend out fairly slowly.
Especially given the Biden administration's plans to focus on green solutions.
They have made very clear that they are building climate change into every program and every initiative that they're putting forward.
And seeing the results of investments like that can take years. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.